What is up, my friends? This is Tip from the Clash Tips Podcast. I wanted to let you know that I'm not exactly sure how many interviews I'm going to be able to do in the coming months. We will definitely not be going back to doing the weekly show segments like we did in the past, but Scotty827 has actually restarted his Clash of Clans podcast and has graciously invited me to be a co-host on his podcast every single week. You can find that podcast by searching for the Clash of Clans podcast on any of the podcast apps that you might listen to. So definitely check that out if that's something that you're interested in. As far as this week goes, this is the big one. Strategic Rushing 2.0. It's a different way of looking at strategic rushing. I really enjoy talking to BD Legend about this topic. He blew my brain on a lot of these topics, so hopefully you enjoy.
When I started Clash of Clans, I thought I had the master plan. Forget the mines and the elixir, I'd buy some gems and rush my builders. But now I'm stuck with wooden walls and no luck with my raids. My clan hates my donations. Level 1 barbarians, 'cause I rushed you Town Hall 9.
Welcome back to this episode of the Clash Tips Podcast. We once again have the amazing, the legend, it's even in his name, BD Legend.
It's true.
And this week we are going to be talking about everybody's favorite topic, which is strategic rushing. Now, if you want to know all about strategic rushing, we've already said the most popular episode of the Clash Tips podcast that has so many downloads is T's Strategic Rushing Guide. I can't remember the episode number. Do you know the episode number, BD? I can't remember.
Maybe it's like 3 or 4.
It's there. So I know we did Rush, 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 which I think is actually our second most popular episode. And I think that was episode 2, if I remember right. I had Hizalon and Call Me T. And it's so funny because I had a whole show planned out with something totally different lined up for us to talk about. And T got to talking about strategic rushing. And it was the very first time that I had ever heard of strategic rushing. And I was so intrigued by the numbers that I just completely nerded out. So we had that episode, but then there was another episode. It was strategic rushing to a T. That's what it is. Strategic rushing to a T. Great episode. And honestly, I think I'm not speaking for you, BD, but when it comes to an expert on strategic rushing, we pale in comparison. But there are a few different things, a few different paths that we have taken, not necessarily in disagreement with T, but different perspectives on the game. So let's start at the very beginning. I know you've been putting out some videos about strategic rushing. You're going back through it. I love the video on how you put the actual days of how long it would take for a maxer to be at a town hall. Town hall, yeah. Like 4, for example, was like 17 days, but a strategic rusher was 4 days if you upgraded these specific items. Like, I love that. So if you have somebody who's listening to this for the first time, like, man, I'm really interested in strategic rushing, what would BD Legend have to say starting out from the beginning, say town halls 1 through 11?
Yeah. Cool. So what I would say is when you're starting out in the first few town halls, really what it comes down to, I think there's a lot of benefits to strategic rushing, right? But I think one of the most impactful benefits is the fact that you have these magic items that can immediately complete upgrades, right?
Yep.
And the fact is we can only store one at a time, so we can't save these magic items for later. So you really want to get to the point where those magic items can get you a lot of time, right? And the point where that happens is town hall 14, actually. So in those
Why
first
town
few town hall levels, I think, yeah, great question. So basically what ends up happening is before, and in fact, in originals, in T's original guide, he said it was 14 days, right? That has changed now due to the recent, balance changes. Any upgrade longer than 12 days is what I would say you can use a magic item on to get good value. And the reason for that is if you take a look at those upgrades that are 12 days long, right? For example, like a hidden Tesla, maybe it goes to like level 12 or something, right? Maybe that's a 12-day upgrade. If you look at the upgrade before that, it's usually really short compared to that. So it's like maybe 7 days or 8 days, and the upgrade before that is maybe 6 days, and the upgrade before that is maybe 5 days. All of a sudden, we get a jump to 12, right? So that
Interesting.
jump is basically what we're trying to target here. We're trying to actually eliminate those extra days that we get by getting to those higher levels. And from the balance changes back in October, when the balance changes happened, I actually went back. I took a look at these and the new timings, and I took a look at when that jump happened. And often, I think, other than one or two specific cases, it was that when it got to 12 days.
So something that you referenced in an earlier episode, something that I would have to say, and maybe I'm looking at this from an old school perspective. Maybe I'm a boomer from this perspective,
I'm dead, bro.
but you do not recommend that players upgrade their heroes, especially in the beginning. My thinking,
Yeah.
and I actually did a video on this, upgrade or not. And my thinking is it's more so I think where we're going to cross paths here is you are looking at efficiency, and this was always T both T's and I's disagreement on this. You were looking more at
Yeah.
efficiency, which is just like T. I was looking more at efficiency plus playability plus
Right.
experience. So
Right.
there is something to be said about maxing, because in maxing you're able to enjoy the town hall at the level that Supercell intended you to enjoy it at. The problem with that
Yeah.
argument is, let's just be honest, anything below Town Hall 11 is freaking boring. Like, you don't have that many
Yeah.
troops. Your heroes are
Nope.
typically really low. Like, you have maybe
Yeah.
two attacks that you can use. So it's, I can
Yeah.
you can't use that argument at, and I would even say at Town Hall 11 and Town Hall 12, I'm strategic rushing, and man, I was so bored at Town Hall 11
Yeah.
and even Town Hall 12, because all I had to do was put down golems and witches, and I three-starred every single freaking base. And if I couldn't
Yeah.
zap something out, then I just used bats. Now, granted, I've been playing
Yeah.
for a long time and my skill level's not on a beginner's level, but experience and variety and excitement in the game really, in my opinion, starts at Town Hall 13, which is kind of where I'm at right now with my strategic rush base. But you recommend that players do not upgrade their heroes. I have always been from the perspective that your heroes will have to be upgraded anyway with the introduction, about said introduction, with the introduction of the blacksmith. The hero equipment only adds to that, to where if you get your heroes out of the way in the beginning, then you can enjoy them for the rest of your class career while you're upgrading everything else. What are your thoughts on
Right.
that?
Yeah, so honestly, look, it's not that you're a boomer or anything. Like
What?
I had to sit down. I was looking at myself
Aren't
in the
you
mirror. I went through the
shy?
I'm dead.
I can't
That's
hear
pretty
you.
good. That's pretty
You're
good. It's a little too good though. No, I'm joking, but
had some practice.
yeah, so I think I had this thing too, right? Like I was looking in the mirror, I was like asking myself, like, do I really want to do this? I had the whole cutscene, I was like, man, do I really want to tell players to not upgrade their heroes? Like it was a whole thing,
So
and
I remember
I'm
the moment. I remember the moment that you said it, and I was like, oh, this is different. And I'm gonna call you
yeah.
out. I'm gonna call you out because you said it and then you moved on to another topic. I was like, no, you can't do this to me. You have to tell me why. Well, I have you here now, so please give us why, because I know that people listening would love to hear it.
So it's because what ends up happening, it's like opportunity cost, right? And that's really what it comes down to. So I think that when you start upgrading your heroes, that's a lot of builder time, right?
Over
And
4 years.
if you over
It is.
So
It
it's a lot of
literally is
builder
over
time,
four
right?
years of builder time.
Yeah, and that's a lot of time to for you to not be progressing farther, you know, which is, and the thing is, I still think, like, for example, like in the original Russian guidance stuff, right? Like we're like, yeah, but heroes are super important, and I still agree, like heroes are super important, but because of the hero potion rework, it they're super important, but you can always fix that for wars. You know, you can always get three raid, you can always get three hero potions every week from your raid medals, right? And you're gonna have three wars, right? And maybe, you know, if you're lucky, you get mismatched and you're like, all right, man, I don't even need to burn a hero potion right now, right? I can take this base, or I can clean up here, or whatever the case is, right? You try to save up some of those, and then you use them for your CWL as well, and then, you know, clan games and things like that. Like you can get hero potions, enough hero potions to basically never war without max heroes. Now, the other thing is that, okay, so it's like a twofold effect, right? So what ends up happening is that because you're not upgrading your heroes, you progress faster. And because you progress faster, your hero potion gets better. Do you know what I'm saying? And the moment you get to Town Hall 14, that spike is insane because the hero potion also applies to pets, right? Now you're having ridiculously strong pets and heroes, right? And what have you upgraded? Nothing. You're playing at a max level. You haven't done anything. You're still focused on the other stuff. So you're still getting the same output. You know what I'm saying? So you're still getting the same output, but there's another reason, right, that you should consider that. And the thing is, the only way right now to, well, not the only way. There's several ways that we can get ores in the game, but one of the main ways is through wars, right? And if you want to do well in war, you want to also attack better in war, right? You should probably keep your heroes up. I mean, I think you mentioned before too that you don't even I personally don't even upgrade my heroes anymore. They're not maxed. Two of them are maxed, right? The king, you know, he needs a few levels, right? The RC needs five. That's fine, you know. I'll just use them when I have books of heroes. That's fine. And I know I have like the freedom, or like I guess the privilege of doing that, because my heroes are already a high level because I invested into them before. But the fact is, I can get a lot of ores, right? Use those ores to upgrade equipment, which currently has no accelerator. There's no potion right now that can give me a max piece of equipment. There's nothing really that can take away the cost of that, right? And while I'm in war, I can have a max hero that benefits from really strong level equipment. So in the long and short of things, by pushing your heroes to a later level, what ends up happening is that you get really, really good offensive capability in war and in Clan War League, but you sacrifice the offensive capability in your everyday attacks and your everyday just upgrades, and you know, like your raids and stuff. You're not going to really be able to use your heroes, right? Which sucks. I admit, you know, it does. But if we're talking about efficiency wise, a lot of players would benefit from going, I think, from delaying those upgrades, right?
So this is super interesting. Again, this is an aha moment, very similar to what I had with T first time that he came on. The only reason that your argument makes sense is from the ore perspective. Because if you delay upgrading your heroes, and one of the biggest problems that because I have tried joining clans with my strategic rush base, and my heroes right now, I think my king is at 50, my queen is at 50, my warden is at 40, and my RC is at 21. So they're pretty high. I mean, they're max town hall 11, my not even counting my RC, like my RC is almost a max town hall 13 RC. I'm having a really hard time with clans, and I talked about this in one of my videos, clans that are in even Crystal 3, Crystal 2, Crystal 1, that are willing to take on my account because my defenses are so low. I mean, I have level 1 Expos, I have, you know, level 3 Inferno Towers because I've been throwing so much builder time into my heroes. Well, if I turn that on its head, and if I can explain to the person that I'm trying to get into their Masters 3 clan or Crystal 1 clan that look, I can just boost my heroes, that's not the problem, but look at all this progress I've made on the defensive side, then they're more likely to let me into their higher level CWO clan, which mean and also into their wars, which means in turn that I will get more ore because I've decided to upgrade the defensive side of my strategic rush base rather than focusing all of that builder time into heroes. Now, later on down the road, once my defenses are at a respectable level, then I can slowly start to focus on my heroes as yeah. I get the builder time to do so. And then, so I think the difference maker is the fact that ore is now in the game and you can get more yeah. ore if you're doing higher level wars. And the only way in higher level CWL, the only way that you're going to be able to do that is you have higher level defenses so that you can actually convince mm-hmm. a clan to let you in to those CWL, those wars in order to gain the ore. And then also from an attacking perspective, I guess your defense doesn't have a huge effect on how many trophies you have, but I know that the higher league,
but
that
you're a beast.
In, you're, I know yeah. that the higher league that you're in, the more ores that you gain from your 5-star bonus. So that's something to consider as well. But this is definitely yeah. a wrench thrown into it. So typically beforehand, I know that T and I actually recommend this too. Get to Town Hall 11. Like, don't even bother with Town Halls 1 oh, yeah. through 10. Like, they're pathetic. Like, why waste your time? Yep. At Town Hall 11, you get the best farming trooper in the game, which is a sneaky goblin. Everybody knows this, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you want, mm-hmm. I've always said, if you want to camp out at Town Hall 11 for a little bit, go ahead and do so. But basically yeah. now you're saying, don't stop at Town Hall 11. Get Town Hall 14 is the new Town Hall 11, essentially. Am I right?
Yeah. And it's crazy, right? Like, I when I was looking back at it, I was like, man, like, we're just rushing. We're almost straight bum rushing now. You know what I'm saying? To like Town Hall 14.
But 14 levels. Like, 14 levels of Town Halls. Yeah, and it makes strategic sense to rush. Like, there, yeah. this is a very solid reason to literally skip, jump, Town Hall 14. Yeah. And then yeah. maybe camp for a little bit at Town Hall 14, right?
Yeah. You could, yeah. And it's, you know, it's interesting, right? Like, it just makes sense. And I think the other thing is, like, because of the time reductions, those October time reductions were massive. I mean, they were huge. And they just make you staying at Town Hall 11, 12, or 13. It's just like, no, dude, like, you're not going to get good value. Like, it's yeah. just really bad. You're going to waste magic items. And the offensive boost you get when you get to Town Hall 14, because you get the pets, and by the way, those pets are max level if you're using hero potions.
Yep.
The offensive boost is crazy, you know? So it's, yeah, I mean, I felt a way about it, like, a little bit too. I was just like, man, I don't really like this, you know? Like, I did it because I liked going through the process and, like, thinking about, okay, I still have to stay here for a little bit, but I can do these upgrades and then move on. But it is strategic. It just makes logical sense, right? If you're yeah. trying to up, if your goal is not, you know, if it's not like fun, or if you're not trying to like do something particular at a certain town hall, if you're like, if your goal is to like get to the max level as fast as possible, this really is like the clearest sense, you know, in the way to do it. Yeah.
So one of the arguments that I've heard people use that I've understood in the past was stay at the lower town halls, because it's there that you can learn to attack. You can learn attacking yeah. methods. And while I understand that argument, and maybe my view is skewed because I'm bringing my strategic rush base up as a player who's been playing Clash of Clans on and off since 2014, maybe right. this skews my perspective a little bit, but Town Halls 1 through 12 were extremely boring. Strategy yeah. wise, Town Hall 13, yeah. which is where I'm at now, has been interesting. But there, I haven't found a Town Hall 13 base. There have been some times when I've messed up my Blizzard blimp, or you know, I didn't funnel my queen right, but even then, I end up with like a 99% 2-star. So the strategy yeah. as I'm going through really starts at Town Hall 14. Like, that's where Town Hall Poison is introduced. That's a huge yep. game changer, a huge meta changer. So if you are looking to learn how to attack, it makes sense to me that Town Hall 14 is the place to start. And honestly, granted, the monolith is huge, and that's introduced at Town Hall 15 and, the Spell Towers. But if you're wanting an easier version of Town Hall 16 to learn at, go to Town Hall 14 and learn the attack strategies there, because you can use those same strategies in war from Town Hall 14 that you will use at Town Hall 16, when, although hybrid can be used at Town Halls 14, 15, it's much less likely to be used. And hybrid is basically all that I'm using now at Town Hall 13. So it doesn't make sense attack strategy wise for me to stay at Town Hall 13 if I'm looking to be up on the latest strategies, the highest level strategies. It does make sense from an attacking, learning student perspective wise to go to Town Hall 14 to learn those attacks. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think you hit the nail on the head, right? With like certain attack strategies are just not, we were talking about super witches earlier, right? They're not used a lot at Town Hall
No.
16. I can't tell you the last time I saw somebody use a super witch attack, right? Like Golem Witch, not as, it's like those things eat at like the lower town hall levels. I mean, it's disgusting, right? Like you could drop your troops, go to the bathroom, come back, all right, triple, whatever, like
Exactly.
literally. But like, yeah, they just don't work at the higher town hall levels. So like my counter argument to like whenever people say that is that, okay, if you sat down right now, how long do you think it would take you to learn hybrid? For players it's different, right? They're coming with different experiences. But if you sat down for an hour doing FCs on hybrid and somebody was giving you feedback, you'd probably be pretty decent at an hour at
Yeah, I
hybrid.
could
You know
say
what I'm
so.
saying? So yeah, so are you going to spend 3 extra months at the lower town hall levels for something you could learn in an hour that is more effective? Like it that's kind of where it's like, okay, I get your point, right? Like, yeah, funneling and stuff, but I don't think like those concepts are as hard as learn as hard to learn as people are making them. Now, yes, if we're talking about, Skelly Donut invisibility with like, a little bit of, queen giant arrow here and a king come, yeah, dude, like that's crazy, don't talk to me right now, like I don't know any of that stuff, right? But when it comes to like some basic strategies, right? Like, how long will it take you to learn, right? And the other thing is like, look, when we get up there and we're talking about like those Skelly Donut attacks, is my witch attack at Town Hall 9 gonna actually help me, like to learn that attack? I'm not sure, like I'm not sure it translates directly. But I get people want to have fun at like the lower town hall levels. Maybe if you're a newer player, that's something that you want to do. I get that, I and again, like I like you mentioned this a lot, and I applaud you for this. And it's just that people play the game in different ways, right? And so that's okay, right? The important thing to us is like, for me personally, the important thing for me is like not that you're playing the way I want you to play. It's just that you're playing. More players is just better for us, right? So, yeah.
And the point that I've tried to make is that the way that I'm suggesting with strategic rushing, because you get, I'm sure you too. I mean, you're the strategic rushing guy on YouTube, right? I get the haters that are like, oh, strategic rush bases are ugly, or you're a rusher, that means you're rusher equals noob, and all of those comments. But if you're looking to play the game in the most strategic and the most efficient way possible, then strategic rushing is what makes sense 100% of the time. Now, if you're wanting to enjoy super witches and you're like, oh, super witches are cool, I watched a Tip Dog 20, YouTube video from 2 years ago about how to use super witches at Town Hall 12, and that looked like it was fun. Well, Town Hall 12 is pretty much the only place, Town Hall 13 too, but Town Hall 12 is the only place you're going to be able to experience that. So if you want to experience super witches, well, you got to stay at Town Hall 12 for a little while. Like, that's just a fact. If you want to experience hybrid, I mean, granted, I've seen some amazing hybrid attackers at Town Hall 14, not so much at 15, but not much anything worked at Town Hall 15. But if you want to experience hybrid in all of its glory and to know, you pull up an old CWL video, Champions War League, and you see these high level guys with max, you know, Town Hall 13 was max at the time, and they're doing these hybrid attacks. You're like, oh man, that looks so cool. Like, I want to experience that. Well, then don't strategic rush a Town Hall 14, because let's be honest, hybrid is most powerful and it's most glorious, most beautiful at Town Hall 13. So if you want to stay at Town Hall 13 and practice hybrid for 3 or 4 months, well, Town Hall 13 will take that long. So stay there for 3 or 4 months and enjoy it. But if you're looking for the most efficient way to go from go on the Monopoly board, walk all the way around, don't do that. You just go straight to Park Place and then go back to the to go. Like, you don't have to walk all the way around the board to reach your goal. There's a much faster way of doing it. But in doing the shortcut, strategic rushing, which BD Legend espouses, Call Me T has huge Bible on it, Tip Dog 20 makes these videos on it. And if you're gonna do it most efficiently, then you have to do it strategic rushing. If you want to walk all the way around the board, if you want to walk through Marvin Gardens, if you want to walk through the railroads, then don't do it that way. And that's totally fine. Take the scenic route. There's nothing wrong with that. We're just telling you the most efficient way to go from level 1 to level 16.
So, right. Yeah. And there's a reason that like this catches fire, right? Like, not in a bad way, in a good way. Like, a lot of people are interested in this because they want to get there. You know what I'm saying? They want to get there, right? I talked about it in one of my recent videos. Maybe it's one that's coming up. It's not out yet. But like, the majority of players are at Town Hall 12, but the longest upgrade times are at Town Hall 14, 15, 16. So why are they there? Why are the majority of players there?
Honestly, I would say that they're there because of peer pressure. Because peer everybody pressure, else or is they at burnt Town out. Hall 12. Or burnt out. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You know,
100%.
And you see 11, 12, and 13 has the biggest slice of players, and that's where the times start to get a little, you know, I always see that Reddit post, you know, I'd be going on Reddit, and then there's always this one post, some dude posts a picture like, can't believe this upgrade is 6 days long. And I'm like, brother, like, what are we talking about right now?
Yeah, really?
Like, you know, 6 days? Like, bro, that's lunchtime, you know, like it's crazy. But, you know, and a lot of players want to get there, right? So I'll tell you something. This is actually really interesting, and I'll look it up for you right now. I do these base reviews on my channel. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
So I had a player for the first time comment and ask me. They said, it was on my most recent video. They said, hey, bro, here's my player tag. Tell me what I should upgrade. So I'm still at the level where I don't get a ton of comments on my videos. I mean, so like on the bigger videos, you know, I'll get hundreds of comments on if it only gets a couple thousand views, then I'll get, you know, 20, 30 comments. So those I'll typically respond to, but I did my first base review actually today, this morning, sat on my toilet, got my phone in my hand. Nice to sitting on the toilet or nice to doing the base review? Which one?
Both, you know, gotta make money on the go and on the seat, I guess.
You know? Hey, we're talking about efficiency here, right? Being able to do two things at once.
That's what's up.
100%. So you do base reviews.
Oh, yeah. So my point was that I created a new system on Discord where people can sign up on their Discord. I've only done one review, like, since that new system has started, right? Like, I've done them before. I've only done one since that new system has started, and like 240 people signed up to get their base review, you know? And people are just on it. Like, they want to get there. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the value in this type of methods come, you know? But I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to see what you think, because I'm not 100% sure, but I am feeling this way. When should you upgrade heroes then?
So
that's a tough question. I know.
It is. So I would say, If a player is starting out and if they only have one account, then, and they want to strategic rush, then at 100%, and from what you've explained, makes sense to go to Town Hall 14 and just at that point, camp out for a little while, start upgrading their heroes at Town Hall 14.
So if the dilemma that I'm, go ahead.
So I was thinking if it's a second account or a seventh account on my part, to me, I already have accounts that I have a ton of fun with. I have a Max 11 that I war with on a regular basis. I have a Max 12. I have a Max 13. I have an almost Max 16. I have a ton of fun with those accounts, but also the heroes are maxed out on all of those accounts. Well, my 16, I still have a few levels left. But so I'm enjoying the heroes on those accounts. So on my Strategic Rush base, I still think if it's not your primary account, you can have fun on other accounts. So get your heroes out of the way within the beginning. Like, yes, it may, other than upgrading to Town Hall 14 for the longer times, if you don't need a clan to get that, because you already have one, because it's a mini, your main is in Champs 2 and your mini is in a, Masters 3 clan, and you kind of automatically
Yeah,
got
true.
entry because of your main account, then go ahead and just upgrade your heroes because you're already where you need to be. If it's your first account, I'm curious of your dilemma.
My dilemma is this. So, say a player gets to Town Hall 14, right? And they want to slow down. Sure. But you start upgrading the heroes, right? If you're upgrading the heroes, what are you going to do worse in war, right? If you're doing worse in war, your aura income kind of,
Drops.
maybe you sit out of war, right? So your aura income drops, right? But the thing is, if you keep going, if you keep this is gonna sound crazy. If you keep going, you can still get good auras. Now at Town Hall 14, you unlock the maximum level for most equipment, right? Except for the epics. So at Town Hall 14, you have the level 18s. That's where you can get your max level, Eternal Tome, your max level Giant Gauntlet, things like that, right? So you can work towards those. Here's my take, right? And this is from a pure efficiency standpoint. Okay, this is not from like a, hey, I'm trying to be a team player standpoint. I'm not just saying that. I'm just saying like, okay, you're on the efficiency, like you're on the, I'm being efficient with this account. Maybe it is your second account, right? Or whatever. Maybe you are in a decent clan or whatever it is, right? Whatever the case is. My point is this, like, if you stop at Town Hall 14, start upgrading your heroes, you're getting out of war, which is making your auras suffer. And auras is not something that
You can't
you
afford
can
to stop.
bypass with a potion. Exactly. You can't, right? So, but heroes is hero upgrades are. So if you get to Town Hall 14, you do your cores and everything else. You do your core defenses, you do your economy upgrades. Because I think if you don't do those things, it starts to get really hard, right? So you do your core defenses, you do your offensive upgrades, right? Everything is good, right? I think you should actually go. Because the thing is, the pets at 15 are super strong too, right? They're like infinitely stronger. You know what I'm saying? Not infinitely, but you know what I mean. Like they're like Diggy is super strong,
Cons
right?
considerably stronger.
Considerably, right? And you get max levels because of the hero potions, right? Now you're max at Town Hall 15 in terms of offense, right? You still get auras. You know what I'm saying? You do all the upgrades that you need to do. You get to 16, right? I know this is bizarre right now, but hear me out. You get to 16, right? You unlock the Spirit Fox. Whoa. Max level on the Spirit Fox. And the other benefit to getting to 15 early is the fact that you have eight pets now, so that you can actually sink all that excess dark elixir into one of the pets. That's good, and you can just substitute it out with something else, and it won't matter because you're going to be using a hero potion, so you'll still get really good value out of a pet. You know what I'm saying? So like worst case, you have to sit the unicorn, but you'll still get decent value. You know what I'm saying? Like you can still upgrade stuff as you go, right? And basically, the main idea behind this, eventually you get to 16, right? At this point, your ores have probably you probably got a decent amount of ores. And if you have a set or like a good set for each hero, right? You can now sit, right? And you can sit and do your upgrades. Maybe you do them one at a time, maybe you do them two at a time. If you had to sit out of wars, non-CWL, of course. I always recommend that players stay up during CWL. It helps
Same.
everybody and it's a lot of fun, right? But like non-CWL wars, like honestly, I know some people might be listening to this being like, hey, you're being a bad team player, but you actually could not be too, right? Like, for example, we have people in our clan who like sit out of wars, right? Because we need to get everybody in, right? I could be freeing up a seat for somebody else at that point, right? Hey, I don't need the ores anymore. You do, right? Why don't you take this now? You know what I'm saying? While I upgrade my heroes so that we can perform during CWL. You know what I'm saying? So then you sit there, you just kind of sit through your hero upgrades. And at that point, you work through a lot of the base. You probably, you'll have enough things to work on, right? Walls are so expensive, right? So I doubt you're going to get into resource problems, right? And then you all have all those small defenses to get through and things like that. And then you just have the heroes that you need to grind for, right? So yeah, the grind is going to be there. But you know what? When it comes to war, you can have a hero potion. You probably have really good equipment at this point. And you have everything unlocked in the game. You can learn any attack that you want. I don't know. I mean, I think that's a
That,
solid option too, right?
yeah, so that's super interesting. So that's turning everything on its head. So that's literally me saying focus 100% on your heroes to get them out of the way within the beginning. And honestly, this does make sense from an ore perspective. And we would not be having this discussion if ores weren't a part of the game. But if
Oh,
you
no.
literally hold your heroes, or maybe get through the first five levels or whatever, but hold your heroes until you reach Town Hall 16, maximize your ore production, max out your hero equipment, and then start working on your heroes. Another thing that I thought of is if you can literally rush, strategic rush to Town Hall 16, you gain access to amazing troops. I know that T's really big on E-Drags, for example. If you strategic rush to Town Hall 16, if we're talking about war weight, you're going to be pulling in like, and we're you get ores through regular war, so you're going to be matched against somebody who's equal to your war weight during the war spin. A Town Hall 16 strategic rush is going to have, for example, max E drags, and you're likely going to be going against a Town Hall 12. And I'm sorry, heroes or not, max
You're
E
going to eat
drags
that
are
base.
going to totally destroy a town hall 13. I would even say you could three star a town hall 14 with ma max t town hall 16 E drags without your heroes, or at least come close to it. So,
You still have spells and everything, right? So,
right? Yeah.
and
So,
the other thing is, like, because you've been focusing on ores, your level one warden, okay, it's not going to be level one, and I'll explain why in a second, but your warden could be level one, and as long as you don't pull a black bomb in the beginning, right, you have a 9.5 second eternal tome. Like, that's ridiculous, you know? Like,
yes.
it's, yeah.
That is
So.
crazy. That is crazy to think about. So why do you think of the as far as you won't have a level one warden? Like what was your thinking on that? Because you're saying you
Yeah,
won't have
so
a
here's.
level one warden.
Yeah. So here's what you can do. This is actually interesting. If you want to get a few hero levels out of the way, again, the thing about hero levels that do matter, or actually they don't, never mind. I'm tripping. Anyways, but the thing about hero levels is that if you want to get a few out of the way, you can, right? Because a lot of hero levels are below 2 days in terms of upgrades, right?
Right, right. You can do that in
I
between
can't remember the
wars.
number. I think it's, yeah, exactly. And I think the number is like 15, 15, and 15 for the warden, or warden, king and queen. I think I did these before, but I'm not sure. If you do that for those, right, what ends up happening is you can get those levels in. Another interesting idea is that if you save a builder potion, even if it goes beyond 2 days, right, if you save a builder potion or two, you could skip a level on all the heroes, right? And I wouldn't, again, it's opportunity cost, so that's something to balance. But also, you might run into the point where, okay, your pet house is running, your laboratory is running, and you're full on dark elixir. You know, we don't want to waste resources either, right? So that's another way that you could, like, kind of deal with that too. So those are ways to do it, right? But what I would highly recommend is that players do find a way to get levels on the Royal Champion. And the reason is because the Royal Champion is the hero that starts to take longer and longer to upgrade faster. So what I mean is, like, the time that it takes for the Royal Champion's upgrades, they actually get, like, that time frame gets longer a lot faster. I think by the time the Royal Champion is level 7, it's It starts getting a decent length, nothing crazy, but it starts getting like to a decent length. And if one day maybe you have like an easy war, you can sit the RC2 as well, right? But okay, I'm just taking a look right now. By the time you get to level 12, you have 5 day upgrades, but the other heroes are not like that. The reason you want to do that is because you're going to get books of heroes no matter what you're going to do, right? Like they just come out of nowhere, you know? So you want to have one hero at least where you're getting okay value out of that book of hero,
And
right?
that's the RC.
And that's the RC because you
Yes.
get to that point the fastest, right? So I think in terms of an efficiency perspective, and because of the way the ores are right now, and because of the hero potion and how ridiculously strong the hero potion is, I think this is actually, when we're talking about efficiency, max efficiency, this is the way to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and also getting to those higher levels actually gets you more levels on those heroes, right? So every time you upgrade to another town hall level, that hero potion gets even stronger and stronger, which is, it's crazy, you know?
It is crazy. And that's just, it's a new way of looking at strategic rushing that I had not thought about before. Again, brain explosion moment. So I do have
Yeah.
one question before we end off that T and I disagreed on, and I'm curious your perspective.
Okay.
I read through his most recent strategic rushing Bible, and
Okay.
I noticed, and I don't know if this is because of me or not, but he downgraded his importance of upgrading on this one item. And I'm curious what your perspective is. So T got a lot of his information from Clash Guides with Dusk. I'm not
Right.
sure if you've read any of those or not. I've read through a lot of his blog.
Lightly.
He's an interesting person. He rants and raves a lot, which is
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
But I love, you know, picking through his brain, through his blog. It's interesting reading. If you're not a nerd like I am, you probably would not find it interesting. But one thing that Clash with Dusk was really big on was maxing out your resource collectors, your pumps and your mines, maxing them out at each level. Whenever we were doing our, you can even hear this in the episodes, T's talking about strategic rushing, and he makes that point because his perspective is your defenses, there are no other buildings on your base that produce resources, and resources are king because that's what allows you to upgrade faster. I understand that. My counter argument was I am farming and raiding so much that I don't need the gold elixir and dark elixir that those pumps and mines are putting off because I'm already overflowing with resources. I noticed in his most recent Bible, he downgraded it and he has these are must upgrades for each town hall level. These are should, and the words could might be wrong. These are should upgrades at each town hall, and these are nice to have upgrades at each town hall level. And he had put the mines and pumps in the third level, which I think before, I don't want to speak for T, but I think before he had placed mines and pumps much higher on the priority list. What is your perspective on resource producing buildings as far as strategic rushing goes?
So this is interesting, right? And I remember when he would ask you about those collectors, and you're like, I remember. I was driving to work. I'd listen to
Great.
this, and it would make me
Great
laugh.
conversation.
So what it comes down to is, I think it comes down to the catch up point. So I actually, while you were talking, I looked this up because I actually had this conversation with a few people. Oh, I have to say something after this, but remind me. But anyways, I had a conversation with a few just viewers on the channel. There's one in particular. His name is Pineapple Sauce. Man does numbers, okay? And he just told he just kept coming to me with these different things, and this is one of the things he came with. He's like, "Hey, look, BD, I did the numbers. This is where you should upgrade your collectors to, right? This particular level." And
Interesting.
that level was, I think he said level 13 or 12. But I think 13 is the last level where it actually makes sense, because right now, if you pull up the Clash of Clans wiki and you look up resource collector, there's something that says catch up point. There's like a stat. And that's the point at which the upgrade cost actually catches up to the amount that resource collector would have produced. Do you know what I'm saying? So the catch-up point is like really solid, actually, all the way to like the longest catch-up point before Level, let's take a look here. Level 11 is like 2 days, So they do pay back really quickly, right?
So basically, you're saying the cost of resources to upgrade that mine or that pump is made back. Your ROI is made back in 2 days, for example, on a specific level miner pump.
I think I'm not fully sure. Hold up 1 second. Oh, no. It's not the cost to upgrade. It's so if that pump was never upgraded and it kept collecting resources through the upgrade time, what's the difference? Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
So
yeah. Gotcha.
yeah. So I just had to make sure. So anyways, like the catch-up points are really good. Up until 13, right? Up until level 13, we have 5 days. Before that, 3 days and 8 hours. Before that, 2 days. You know what I'm saying? So if you're getting catch-up points like that, I think it is worth it. You know what I'm saying? Because after that, you're making profit on, or you're making more than you would be, right? Because you paid the time or the production rate that you would have, right? But if we look at the last two levels, 11 days, 16 hours, and the last level is 22 days. Like, there's no way. Like
Right.
that really doesn't do anything for you, right? And I think, and like I get what T was saying, right? Personally, I think really it just comes down to how much you attack and how much you can like
Yep.
actually like keep your
Yep.
resources up. If you can keep your resources up, I mean, those are upgrades you do at 14, bro. Like the Town Hall
Yeah.
14 or beyond. I don't really see. I think those are like upgrades that I prioritize after. I always prioritize those types of upgrades after I do storages, even core defenses, right? And offensive upgrades, right? Because you have to do the other three to continue functioning, right? But then at that point you can get there. And also like they're also kind of nice upgrades to have around if you, for example, like if you just need like an hour or two to get some resources or whatever, right? You can just get one of those in. Sure, it'll pay back. But in general, I usually tell players, as long as you're active enough, like it's okay if you push those to later on. The difference in resources, again, it's not a practical difference in resources if it doesn't stop you from upgrading, right?
Right.
That's the only time where the difference in resources actually matters, where you're like, oh, this is a practical difference. I'm struggling now because I don't have enough resources. Then you can start looking at that. And again,
Yeah.
the upgrades are pretty short, right?
Yeah.
All players, I would not recommend upgrading past level 13 until you get to like the point where you're like doing small defenses, because
Yeah.
the it's very inefficient. And there those are long upgrades, Those are like
So
yeah, they're
I'm curious what the breakpoint is. For example, if you do two attacks a day, and it makes it much the breakdown much easier now that we have free armies, we don't have elixir costing armies, because you don't have to consider that in a calculation. But if you do two attacks a day and you gain an average of, I'm just going to use gold and elixir. I'm not going to consider dark elixir in this equation. If you get 500,000 of each golden elixir in each of your raids, on average, that means you're gaining through two attacks 1 million in resources a day. Will that be enough to keep you strategic rushing versus if you made four attacks? Well, then if it, and would the numbers break down to where, well, if you're only doing two attacks a day on average, then it does make sense to upgrade your resource collectors, because that's going to give you the resources that are necessary in order to continue your strategic rushing progress. From that perspective, yes, I completely understand and agree that the return on investment and putting time and putting builder time and resources into upgrading those pumps and mines 100% makes sense. But for a player like me, like on my strategic rush base, I'm doing 10 attacks a day, 15 attacks a day. It doesn't make sense. But I am curious what the breakdown is, because there has to be a breakpoint to where on average it costs you this much per day to upgrade, so upgrade your resource collectors if you're only doing 2.32 attacks per day on average. That would be an interesting statistic to look at. I'm sure T probably has it in the back of his brain somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. I can tell you that like practically for most players it is not the case. Practically for most players, I think I ran these before at some point. But for most players, practically, like, you would just not upgrade them, you know, until you get later in the game.
Interesting.
They just, yeah, it just, because even if at the max level, here, I'll pull out my calculator real quick. Even at the max level, how many collectors do we have? Like eight? I'm gonna say eight. 6,300 times 8 per hour times 24, that's 1.2 million resources a day, right?
Okay.
Okay, not a small amount, but also,
You can gain
you
that in
know,
two
that's the
attacks.
two attacks, right? So
Yeah.
it's like, you know, but the amount of time you'll take to actually upgrade all of those collectors to the max level, that's a lot of time, you know?
Opportunity
And again,
cost.
opportunity cost, right? That's what it
Yeah.
comes down to exactly. So,
Interesting.
yeah.
Very interesting. Well, I've loved this discussion on strategic rushing. I love to have another brain to pick on it because it's a fascinating topic. Do you have any closing arguments that you would like to use, or you did say that there was something else that you wanted to mention before we
Oh
close out this
yeah.
episode?
Oh, it's because you mentioned, oh, and I love this, right? Because you know, when I first like started making these videos, again, I expected a lot of backlash. I didn't expect a community of people that really like strategic rushing, you know, and that's kind of what we have now, right? Like a community of people that are really enjoying it, and it's awesome, right? And it's so funny that like you mentioned earlier that like, you know, people are always like hate commenting, hey, you shouldn't be rushing or whatever. Bro, on some of my shorts, people are hate commenting and the viewers are eating them up.
Yeah, you
Like
have over a
it's,
million views on some of your shorts.
yeah, it's like I didn't have to say anything, you know? And I opened up the short, I looked at the comment, people are just, you know, destroying them in the comments, right? And it's just funny to
I
see
love
like
it.
people are so passionate about strategic rushing now that
Because it makes
they're at this
sense.
point. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
mean, if you have half of a brain and literally the argument that we're using is, look, we're not talking about experience here. We're just talking about going from point A to point B in the fastest way possible.
Right.
If you have half a brain, you can understand that. You know,
Yeah.
and unfortunately, a lot of the old tropes of rushing is bad. You know, engineering your account is bad. Like you're just engineering. You're all, unfortunately, a lot of that has lasted.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much I definitely think there's been a pretty big shift as far as perspective on strategic rushing. I think a lot more players are much more accepting. I think
Yeah.
maybe I'm reading him wrong, but I think that Dusk, one of the reasons why he was such an angry person, I say that I shouldn't say that because he might
Right.
listen to this one day. He's probably not an angry person. I love you,
I'm
Dusk.
dead.
I have no clue who you are. You have no clue who I am, but you're a great person. But maybe
Yeah.
one of the reasons why he was so crabby sometimes in some of his posts was
Yeah.
because he was attacked so hard for strategic rushing, and he was the
Right.
first to present it, at least in a public sort of way. And my
Yeah.
understanding is he posted on the Supercell forums all the time about strategic rushing, and I'm sure that he got attacked left and right.
Yeah.
Slowly, we're seeing a shift in the way of thinking by the player base to where, oh yeah. And now even on T's posts on Reddit, for example, I'll go down through and read some of the comments, and a majority of them are positive. You know, I would
Yeah.
say
Yeah.
99% of them are positive. When back in Dusk's time on the Supercell forums, it was probably 50-50, maybe more like 60 negative, 40 positive, you know?
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Like you had to be ready, you know. I'm sure like he had to sit there and like, you know, make sure everything that day was good, you know, because he knew his mood was about to be ruined, right? But like, you know, and I'll say this about that. Like again, I you know, there are a lot of people who no matter what you say, no matter what you do, they're just gonna play the game the way they're playing, right?
Right.
I don't mind that. Like whatever, you know. You live your life, I live mine. It's not a big deal, right? We're both playing the same game, it's whatever. I think where it starts to also annoy me a little bit is when players that who, you know, who are viewers on the channel, who are coming for advice, who believe in this way of playing, right? When they're attacked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
When like
yeah.
they're just like, hey, I just want to play this way. This is efficient. I believe in it. And they just can't like find like any clan that will take them or anybody who would listen to them, or
Yep.
you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of players come to me and they like say that, like, hey, I can't find a clan, I can't do
And it's
this, I can't do
true.
that. Yeah, and I mean, I try my best, but there's only so much I can do, right? I could say, okay, I can post them. Okay, push here. Why don't you go try these clans, this clan family, for example, right? They might entertain you if you're high enough, or you might do this clan or this clan, right? But it's just like, these players shouldn't have to suffer either, right? Because they're at the end of the day becoming more efficient. You know what I'm saying? That's just how they want to play the game, and it's just like that's kind of what kind of pushes me off a little bit, right? Because like, nobody's like looking at a maxed player and going, oh yeah, you're a maxer, you can't join the clan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not dealing with that, right? But all the rushers are. And I just hope that like eventually it gets big enough to the point where, and again, I like those personal comments and things, like those things don't bother me as much. I just want to make sure like the viewers have some place to go and a place to, you know what I mean, to feel like they're at home. Because, whether it's life or it's Clash of Clans, like nobody wants to feel like that. It's tough.
And unfortunately, that's true. And I can vouch. I mean, because I rarely fail an attack on my strategic rush base. A lot of that's because I've been playing for so long. I understand the strategies, but it has been, I've tried. Like I've tried. I didn't want to weasel my way into a clan because I had a max or almost max Town Hall 16. I wanted to try the experience. It's not named Tip Dog 20. It's named Tal Shiar. So there's no connection to me at all, as far as not that anybody would know me from the podcast or YouTube channel, but I just wanted to go out there, be a strategic rusher, and see how difficult it was to join, a Crystal 2 clan or Crystal 3 clan, having as your strategic rush base, and literally nobody will take you in. I even had I almost made a video on this, but I was like, no, we're talking about the feeling of safety, in our first episode, and warmth, and avoiding negativity. I contacted a well-known family clan. They have in their description, and this post was on Reddit, we accept Town Halls 9 and higher. Town Hall 9. Now, let me say that again. Town Hall 9 was accepted into their clan family. I came to them with a Town Hall 13 with 40, 40, 35 heroes.
Solid.
And they said, sorry, we don't accept rush accounts. And I said, well, I'm strategic rushing this account. Do you have a place in one of your lower clans for me? And they said, sorry, we don't accept rushed accounts. Go away.
And it's not necess this is not like government, you know what I'm saying? This is not, I'm not applying for, a loan to buy the next plot over so I can start a cemetery, You don't have to talk like that either. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's, I don't know. It's that's just kind of what bothers me. It's one thing, it's like, all right, hey, we only want maxers in our clan. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, sure. Like, you're given that right too. Again, we're playing a game, right? But like the tone that we get sometimes as rushers is like crazy, And the like, yeah, it's just, yeah. I
It's
mean, I hope
unfortunate.
it is unfortunate, and I hope it gets better. But at the end of the day, I'm smiling. I think the viewers are smiling too, because we all know that in 2 years, we'll be maxed, and everybody will be like, well,
And
so.
if you are looking for a positive place to go, then definitely look at BD Legends YouTube videos. You also have a Discord server that
I
you have
do, yeah.
thousands of people on there who strategic rush. Unfortunately, I did not mention that on previous episodes. I will
You're
also,
good.
I'm putting the link to all of that in the show notes so people can find that, but it's definitely a positive place if you're looking to talk about strategic rushing or any of the cool stuff that BD Legend puts in his videos, then you can definitely go there. It is an awesome place.
Yeah, and I'll go a step further too. Like, if you guys want to like DM me, just join the Discord server, and you can just DM me on Discord. I can't respond immediately all the time, but I do try to get back to everybody that does DM me. So if you guys need anything or in regards to like any of the three episodes, like feel free to do that too.
Definitely. Any closing comments? This has been an amazing time. Not gonna lie. One of the best experiences I've ever had with podcasting, for sure.
Oh man, you're too kind. It's been an absolute honor to be here and to talk about the different topics today. Just, I'm really glad. And again, if anybody needs anything, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be of service. So.
Well, I don't know when the next episode will be. I mentioned that to BD, that I've kind of retired from podcasting. So funny, BD, because I have several podcast lovers who follow me on my YouTube channel, and they often post, "When you bring the podcast back, we want more podcast episodes. You know, we want to hear tea again," whatever it may be. And I'm always like, sorry. Like, I'm not doing any more episodes. And I said that, and it was on a video from like 2 months ago. And the guy came back, found that exact comment, and was like, "Well, this lived a long time, didn't it?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, you got me." So, but then I told him, I was like, I'm not going to do this on a regular basis. I enjoy talking to some people. BD was somebody that I'd really wanted to talk to for a long time, so I wanted to get this in. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.